His name tonight. If you have your Bibles, let's open up to Genesis chapter 12. It's good to have each one in the house of the Lord. Good to see Brother John sneaking in with his jeans on. Must have got back a little later than planned. No, that's all right, brother. I understand. Our sister Douglas, good to have you all with us tonight. Cole, and who do you got with you? Kristen, nice to have you with us. Hope you enjoy the service. It's good to see Cole again. I don't know if y'all remember him. He's been here, I don't know. It's been probably 2 years now, isn't it? Something crazy like that, exactly. I just saw some other students, Nate Wickman and what's his name, Kevin Mead. Saw them yesterday, some ex-students of mine. I'm like, you know what? I am finally getting old, you know? These kids are getting out of college and stuff too. And I'm like, man, I taught you back years ago now. But that's just the way life goes. Don't fall asleep, because you put your eyes asleep for a little while and in 10 years can disappear.
Amen.
And then you go, what happened? Don't live every moment. Redeem the time, as the Bible says, because you never know. This could be your last day. So we want to use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. Yeah, Dad covered all the announcements. I was trying to think if I forgot anything. I'll eventually be asking you individually probably, but I just bring it to you. About having prayer and communion services. I'm thinking about if we should try Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening, you know, if anybody has a suggestion what they think, I want you to share it with me. I want to see what works for everyone. But I've been taking a little time off because school's about to start up, so part of it is for me to make sure I'm rested, ready to go. So that's part of the reason why we haven't had one here in the last few weeks. But we will shortly. Just let me know what you think. So I don't have to sideswipe everyone like I seem to every time. Nobody ever tells me nothing. So I just pick something. Before I know it, three things are going on that day. So try to help me out a little bit. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 12. For those of you here Sunday, I didn't know it. You didn't know it. But we started a series. Okay? And we're going to continue on that today. So I like to speak on Father Abraham. And this will be part two. Sunday was part one now. But chapter 12. And the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. I'm going to emphasize that today. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old. We departed out of Haran. Let's just stop there. I'd like to preach tonight, and Lot also. And Lot also. Let's bow our heads before the Lord with every head bowed and your eyes as well. Is there a need you'd like to lift up with a hand? Say, Father, there's a need on my heart. I'd like to lift it to you. God bless you. Look at those. He knows what's behind it. Now you have a heart of faith and believe it. Let's pray with all of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering again the saints in the house of God tonight. We thank you, Lord, as you promised, and we've already mentioned again that where two or three are gathered, you promised to be here with us, Lord. And we come for no other reason, Lord. Many people come to social gatherings. They come to buildings and fancy places. But, Lord, we don't come for that. Lord, we come to see you. We come to see the presence of Jesus Christ made manifest once again. I pray, Lord, the one that knows the thoughts and intents of the heart, that you'll come and take over this vessel of clay and use it to speak to your people. May you go beyond any thoughts that we have and go down to our souls and show us the things that we have need of, Father. Bless each one. I pray you save every loss. You encourage every discouraged. May you heal every sick that's come tonight. And more than anything, may you be glorified out of this service, we pray. We give you the praise and honor to your name and ask it to be so now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. And Lot also, just to backdrop this for a little bit, if you don't know the story about Abram and Abraham, actually you find out we say Abraham, but we tend to forget that Abraham was Abram for a long time.
Yep.
He didn't have the name changed for a long time. He went through a lot as just plain old Abram. And brother, sister, you and me went through a lot when we were in the world. You and me's been through a lot when we weren't even Christians to start off with. And you know what? We had plenty of troubles. We had plenty of hiccups. But the glorious part is God still called us.
Amen.
God still called us since the foundation of the world. Even when you're still Abram, He still called you.
Amen.
You'll come to Abraham. Just hold on to the word. You'll get there. Now, when God called Abram here, In Genesis 12, as you read the commandment, he says, the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and out of thy kindred and thy father's house. That was what he was told to do. We understand he was told to go to a land that he didn't know where it was. He didn't know where he was going, but he obeyed God.
Right.
Almost.
Right.
See, it's hard to say Abram. We're so used to saying Abraham. But Abram, he heard the call of God. He responded to the call of God. He packed up all his stuff. He got out of his country, but he forgot one little detail that he kind of just went over the top. And I don't think he forgot it. I think he just let it slip by. If you are in verse 4, it says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. What was the problem is he was told, get away from your kindred. Get away from anyone in your family. And here comes his nephew packing along for the ride, brother, sister. Now, if you look right after this, God will come to him and tell him that there's a land you're coming to there in verse 7. But immediately after verse 7, there's a famine in the land. There's nothing going right. God had called him out to bless him. He says, I'm going to bless those that bless you. I'm going to curse those that curse you. Wherever you go, you're going to be a blessing. And the first thing that happens is a famine.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, when you go to serve God, it cannot be 99.99%.
Right.
You ain't serving him yet.
Abraham
walked out. The only thing he had done wrong was pack Lot with him. And Lot came also. I'm sure he had many discussions with Brother Lot about, you sure you really believe this message, Brother Lot? Oh, yeah, sure, I believe baptism in Jesus' name. I believe, we ought to receive the Holy Ghost and things. And I believe God sent a prophet, and I believe in going to church and stuff. But, we just kind of hide the rest of it in a corner somewhere, not knowing that the whole time, Lot wasn't completely sold out on this whole idea of leaving. Now, these two men that were leaving here, I'm gonna take a little time. I hope that's all right today. We could read it there in chapter 13. I'll get to that in a minute. But it says they were both very rich. These were very well-off men. These were men who had nice, comfy lives, as we understand. Abram was 75 years old. Said he had flocks and herds and cattle. I mean, he had a well-established life. The only thing he didn't have was a child. And back in that day, that was a big deal. Anymore, we know it's a blessing not to have any kids because there's no such thing as responsibility. There's no such thing as caring about making or having a family or raising a legacy. Well, the problem is there ain't no legacies to raise anymore because we're just all doing our own selfish thing, wondering why you get no praise nowhere. Well, you got to go back to the way God said things. And when God made a family, He meant it to stay a family. He didn't want just Adam and Eve and we're done here. And He didn't make Christians to be that way either. Where, praise God, I'm saved. I'm going to go stand in my cave now and praise God all by myself. Ain't going to deal with nobody. Ain't going to witness. Ain't going to test. Why? Because people bring problems. I don't want nothing to do with them. See, separating yourself from unbelief and separating from unbelievers ain't always exactly the same thing. Here, Abraham was told by direct commandment, get away from all your kindred. He wanted to be around those that made him comfortable, brother, sister. You know how hard it would have been to leave your family? Just picture this. I can't get past this. I don't think you understand how hard it was for Abraham to do this. Leave all that you've known for 75 years. Leave all the people you've known. And where are you going? You have no idea. How are you going to get a job? I don't know. How are you going to be blessed anyways? How is God going to make a nation? You're 75 years old, Abram, and you ain't got a kid yet. How in the world are you going to have a nation? And I love how the Bible says he believed God, and God counted it to him for righteous. He had no signs. He had no miracles. How much, God help us for our unbelief. We have sign after sign after sign that God loves us, takes care of us, answers our prayers. And here's a man who's got nothing holding to the word. And even with that faith, brother, sister, look, you have to be completely sold out. When people come to the Lord, I've watched this time and time again. It's one thing that they hold on to if they don't get the Holy Ghost. And God will bring that revelation to that person. I've watched a young man do it one time because he wanted to smoke marijuana. I think I told y'all about that. It's been, that was years ago now. But I remember he got baptized and I just felt something not right here. And I got talking to him, and eventually I found out that's what it was. He thought, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, that's it, buddy. He said, you better let that go, or you ain't never going to get it. And he's like, I think it's okay. And you just got to let your hands off at that point, because if the word don't convert someone, they're not converted.
Right.
We can go through and look. Abram tried. He's a prime example of this. If they're not being pulled by the word, you can't pull them. The word did not tell Abram to pull Lot. The word said, get away from him. Amen. Hallelujah. And Abram finally, as we read through the rest of chapter 12, go do this. If you do some homework, maybe you read your Bible. It's a good idea. But you don't have to just take the preacher's word for it. But he goes through and there comes a famine in the land. And what does he do? He was in the land of promise. He was right there where the word could be fulfilled. He was primed and ready to go. But because he packed one thing, because he disobeyed God in one way, a famine comes to the land and he completely backslides. Where does he go? Egypt. And we, anybody, again, you've read the Bible, you study it all. Egypt is a perfect type of going back to sin. That's right, brother, sister. And that's where Abram went. Right there, right on the cusp, right in the land of promise. Do you understand, brother, sister? It's the same with the bride of Christ today. We're sitting with the same opportunity. The word of the Lord's come. It's perfect time, prime season. But are you packing lots somewhere? Are we getting to where we can't say certain quotes or certain scriptures because they offend us? I'll tell you why. It's because Lot's somewhere in the camp still. You ain't separated. I'm going to tell you what's going on. God ain't talking to you. You'll fake church. You'll fake living the life. You'll fake that you're still a Christian. But when you go to sleep, you know I'm not hearing from the voice of God like I used to. And Abram had this happen to him. He was down in Egypt. He was doing what was logical. Was there's a famine here? Run to somewhere where there's not a famine. But the problem is, that's not what God told him to do. He told him to stay there. And if he would just stay in the promise and believe the promise and obey the promise, he'd get the promise. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes, there's a famine. He goes to Egypt. He totally backslides. You read there in chapter 12. He tries to sell off his wife to Pharaoh because he's scared for his life. This don't look like a son of God, brother, sister. This is what happens when a man backslids. He totally loses all witnessing tools that he had. You think anybody believed his testimony there in Egypt? No, sir. Well, why not? God didn't call him to go down there. Hallelujah. Too many times. That's the one thing that's holding people back. Well, I mean, I love those Baptist people. I should go back. God didn't call you to go back there. He called you to separate yourself and stand on that word. Amen. That's right. And later on, you'll find that those that brushed on Lot's shoulders weren't helping him. He goes down to Sodom. I'll get to that in a minute. And then there comes a war on Sodom. They all get taken captive. Nobody helped him. All his so-called buddies weren't there for him when the real trials came. But there was a man who isolated himself away from the things of the world, who was up on the mountain with God alone, who interceded and said, God Almighty, if you can find 10 righteous down in that whole city of millions, will you spare it? And he had already worked from 50 all the way down to 10. And God said, I will spare it if I can find 10. God didn't find 10. He found one and he still spared it until he got him out. What got Lot out of there? Abraham's righteous life following in the word of God. Because even at this time, Lot was not blessed by Abraham either, because Abram was out of the will of God, brother, sister. And as long as you and I, as long as we try to pack these little ideas and these little doctrines and little things to make sure we don't offend people, you're never going to witness, right? You're never going to get them to the word because they're not convinced you believe it yet. When you take a healing on, brother, sister, you better get ready to bring the reproach of looking like you're not healed for a while. Yep. Of walking around just as sick as you ever were. Yep. Just walking into work, just, I feel great. Praise the Lord. I do it. I've done it. And that Cole knows that. Take the word of promise on your heart. It don't matter what comes your way. You deny all that. Said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I don't care. You guys, I remember, I told you that was this year, wasn't it? They came and said, Mr. Krusty, you getting sick? I said, no, I ain't. I'm feeling great. No, I can hear it in your voice. No, I don't. I don't. See, that's not lying. That's taking God's reality and bringing it down to earth. He is the Lord that heals all my diseases. Amen. And all my infirmities. And when he sat on the cross, when he was nailed to the cross, and they beat him with stripes and poked him through and died. That blood, those beatings were shed so I wouldn't have to be sick no more. Amen. Don't tell me Jesus failed. He succeeded. Amen. He succeeded so much he spoiled principalities and powers. He made the devil look like a chump. Amen. Stop bragging on what the devil's done and show me what God's done in your life. Amen. Chapter 13. I kind of skimmed through 12. Go read it later. In chapter 13, it says, Abram went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him. Still in trouble.
Yep.
And into the south. And like I said, verse 7 in chapter 12, last time God talks to him, there's a famine, he backslides, he finally comes back, and God still ain't talked to him yet. Why not? You've got to obey first. Don't come expecting God to answer until you know you fully obeyed Him. Now, we've all got different things of revelation that God has shown us. You don't need to worry about your brother. You need to worry about yourself. What has God shown you? And if there's something that you know you ought to be doing or not doing, and you ain't listening, don't expect God to bless you. Don't expect to get any more revelation, because you haven't done that one. When God's building a Christian, He's just like He's building a house. He's a master builder. And you don't put a roof until the foundation's done. You don't put up a roof until the sides or the walls are built up. So don't expect to get another revelation until we finish this part.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because the first revelation you need was get out of there. Check. He did that. God came and talked to him and said, this is the land of promise. Hallelujah. But then he kept packing Lot around and he could get no further than that. I wonder how many people have done that in this message. You've come out of denomination. Come on. You've obeyed. You've got away. But you just kind of held on to some little idea. Some little kindred thing that you used to have when you were a Baptist or Pentecostal. And I know Brother Branham said that. But, you know, no, I'm not that way, brother, sister. I believe this word with all my heart. I believe that the way God says it is the way it ought to be said. And the way we hear it is the way God told us we're supposed to hear it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. We don't got no room to bully God around. He's got all the power in the world He could to bully us around. No fear. And here's the thing. He doesn't do it, though. That's what I love about Him. He could push you through a pipe, but He doesn't. He's such a perfect gentleman that if you want to turn Him down, He'll let you. And if you want to come in, He'll always let you in the door. And that would be beautiful if we were trying to go after Him, but we know that's not the truth. He's always trying to get us. We're the ones that run away the other way. We're the ones who bear the door shut, lock it with all of our thoughts, our ideas, our unbelief. Oh, I'm not good enough to be saved now. Oh, God can't use me. I done messed up too bad this time. Just go ahead and put all the unbelief there. And what happens? He's still there. And He still knocks. And He still waits for you to just open the door one time. That's all it takes, brother, sister. Moses thought he was serving God for 40 years and he got nowhere. He met the pillar of fire, took off his shoes, humbled himself, and came to God. He says, what do you want? And he went down and took over a nation. Don't tell me you need 20 years to do this. You need one day of being sincere with God and you can get the promise you're looking for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're about to find out God didn't just diddle-daddle around because Abram was making a mistake. God wanted to talk to Abraham, but He couldn't until Abraham obeyed Him.
Yes.
And I'm saying Abraham, but it was really just Abram at the time. Amen. Now keep reading there. Verse 2 in chapter 13. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, under the place where his tent had been at the beginning. So he still had square one, ain't got nowhere yet. Between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. How come you don't hear God talking back yet? He still ain't saying nothing to him. Why? Lot is still there also. Hallelujah. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, had church, had the quotes, had services, paid tithes, said, God bless you just the way everyone else does, and just fit right in. Got the eagle belt buckles on. That's right. Brother Bill, come on. God can just parrot them things right out. Oh, yeah, when the bride gets a revelation of who she is and what she stands, she'll be an invincible army. But, you know, I don't have to go to church every time. Oh, brother, you don't understand. I got this going. No, I don't understand why you got that going on. Because we got the Word going on.
Amen.
And we got a world falling apart faster than anybody can try to keep it together. Are you kidding me, brother, sister? We're the last nation that's got a half leg left. You might not think that, but you travel anywhere else, this whole world's in a chaos. America, as bad as it is still the best country in the world. And we got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump running for president. We're done. This is it. It's breaking. It's cracking. Just forget it. I know there's 20 other people too, but trust me, they're all one group of politicians. Hallelujah. It just shows you, I preach in politics. I get so sick of it. It just doesn't it just make you sick anymore?
Yes.
Just little every time it comes up. And people just fuss and fight. And some people are going to get, what's that called? Unsubscribed on my Facebook. That's for sure. Because I can't take it no more. Hallelujah. And if you think the news is telling you the truth, I'm going to say this again. Let them do one article on you. And you'll find out how much truth they care about. Hallelujah. All right, verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt in the land. So here we go. He's already backslid. He's already went. The famine's come. He went down to Egypt. He's come back. Then he's back where he's still square one, and there's a split in the church now.
Uh-oh.
And most people think it's because these herdsmen should have got over it. No, it was God's word not being fulfilled. Church, this is a tough thing to say. But church splits, I don't believe, are the perfect will of God, but God can use it. Here's an example right here I've shown you in the Bible about Paul and Barnabas. Same thing. It looked like a terrible thing, but it was the perfect will of God to get the word over here and over here. Here was the word of God needed fulfilled. God, he gave Abram all kinds of opportunities to take care of this himself. He decided not to. So God said, fine, I'll do it my way. And he got them all worked up in the church, got in fighting, stewing, gossiping back and forth, and they got in a big strife. And he said, forget this. Abram finally said, I'm done with this. He said, Lot, and we'll just keep reading. In verse 8, and Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. You finally see the word. Separate yourself. Amen. Lot, do what I was supposed to do a long time ago. Sure. Hallelujah. I pray thee for me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will take the right. If thou wilt depart the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, what was well watered everywhere before the land, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou cometh unto Zoar. And then Lot chose all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, that one from the other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Brother, sister, before we go any further, Sodom looks great from a distance. Sin looks beautiful from a distance, but the second you get your hands in there, you find out you're biting more than you can chew.
Yeah.
That's right. You're about to reap more than you ever wanted to bargain in for. Oh, the devil will tell you, it's just one social drink. It ain't going to bother you for you. You know what? You can't go to bed without 10 of them.
Yeah.
That's right. And Lot thought he was doing all right. He never knew that one day he'd be running for his life from that wretched place, from this decision he made right here. Now, verse 14. Let me go back. 12. And Abram dwell in the land of Canaan, Lot dwell in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, look how long that took once he finally obeyed God. It was literally the next verse God spoke to him again.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I don't care how long you've been backslid. I don't care how long you've been living wrong. I don't care how long you haven't heard from God. Would you just obey him already and open up your heart to him, and you'll hear from him down out of heaven?
Amen.
Yes, you will, brother, sister. And the Lord said unto Abram after that Lot was separated from him. Glory to God. After he finally separated himself, lift up now thine eyes and look for the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. And I could just stop there. Look, Abram didn't recognize how much this meant, because later on in John chapter 8, you'll find that the Pharisees come to Jesus. And you know what they argue about? Who's really the sons of Abraham or not? Who's really tied into this promise? Look, this wasn't the son of just one man. This was the identification of being a son of God.
Amen.
This was the identification of being a child, an heir of Almighty.
Yes.
Amen. The promise was to Abram that he would inherit the whole earth. Who's going to inherit the whole earth? The saints will inherit the earth. And they came, remember, it's in John chapter 8. Go read. I'm feeling good tonight. I don't know. Just praising the Lord. That's right. It's something about the word, isn't it? It's something about when the Word comes forth, it just brings a power. You know why? Because the Word is a person. It's not this book. It's not some doctrine. It's literally Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He came to him and said, we be the sons of Abraham. And that's what's funny is he was just telling him, you know, whoever the Son will make free shall be free indeed. He said, what are you talking about? We free. We're already free. What are you talking about? We're the most religious people in this church. What do you mean you need free? No, you're bound. No, I've been praying for years. No, you're bound. Yep. No, you don't understand. I've been serving him for 40 years. You're still bound.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, we've never been bound to no man. We've been free for we're the children of Abraham. He said, if Abraham were your father, you'd believe me. Because Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced about it.
Yeah.
And they said, aren't we honest to call you a Samaritan and say you got a devil? Hallelujah. He said, we're not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. He said, if God were your Father, you'd believe me because I came from Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. And he says, that's true. If it was just me, it wouldn't be true. But God has already witnessed that I am the Son of God. Why is that? Because there was a man died one time, laid in a grave for 4 days. You tell me what can bring a man that's already decaying back to life.
Amen.
There's none of us can do that, but the Almighty that made that man the first time can make him again.
Amen.
The works proved who he was. When did this blessing finally came down? When Abram made a total separation to the Word of God. Not 99%, 100%, brother, sister. And you never act up here when you're following God. It's in here.
Right.
It's in here, brother, sister. There's things, and I've seen it so many times. I've seen it in my own life where I had some worldly girlfriend I wanted to hold on to. I thought I'd rather have her than God. I found out, no, I didn't. And it don't matter where you're at. You have to put God first. Jesus said, if you can't forsake father, mother, brother, sister, daughter, even your own self, he said, you're not worthy to be my disciple. That's his own word. I wish we preach all Jesus. Instead of just the part we like. Come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Yeah, and then I'm going to give you a sword, and you're going to have to get back to battle. So what he said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. What was the sword he was bringing, though? Not something you go chopping ears off, but something that you cut devils out with.
Amen.
Something that makes a whole legion of them get scared of a little man walking up just kind of tired. Remember the man legion? This is all inspiration. I'm still on page one, all right? But there was one time legion. He was a man out in the tomb somewhere. He was crazy. He's cutting himself. They tried to put fetters on him. He'd break them right off. Isn't that right? Legions of devils were on him. Legions means thousands, multitudes. Legions of devils. I think we get scared of one. You get the Son of God, you ain't going to be scared of none. It don't matter. And here, everybody's terrified of this man. But when the legions caught the first glimpse of Jesus, you know what they did? They began to tremble.
Yes, sir.
They began to say, what are you doing here? We were doing all right with all these, you know, kind of halfway believers. We were okay with that. We were okay with your disciples. Even. We're okay with them, right? Just like the epileptic case. We're okay with, because they only part, we found where they don't believe. We found the lot that they brought along. But we know you. Jesus, you're the Holy One of God. We don't want nothing to do with you. Why? Because we know you ain't bluffing. And brother, sister, if you come with a genuine Holy Ghost, baptizing your soul the same as it was that Son of God, the devil reacts the exact same way. He's terrified to death that one child of God will believe God's Word with all their heart, and he will get totally exposed.
Amen.
For all his tricks and all his ways. And he came and said, you come to torment us before the time? He says, what are you doing? He said, what's your name? He said, we're legion, for we're many. He said, don't send us into abyss. Don't torture us, Jesus. The little frail son of love everybody, Jesus, is torturing devils. See, Jesus did what he was supposed to do. He had his battlefront on the right side. Too many times we got ours on the wrong side. We fight people and personalities and again, churches and ideas. And we don't need to fight none of that. We need to gear our guns towards the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Towards anything of unbelief. That's right. And sure enough, they said, no, we don't want to mess with you, Jesus. Can we go in the swine? And all you do is say, go. And legions of them went into the swine. What did everybody else see? Here's a guy out talking to a crazy man. from a distance. Now, they didn't get close to the legion. Anything anybody else get close to that crazy guy? No way. A man that could break, I wouldn't want nothing to do with him. But Jesus wasn't afraid at all. Because you know what Jesus saw? He saw a Son of God in there. He saw the Son of Abraham chained up. He didn't see the chains. He saw the soul behind it. Brother, sister, God help us to get a revelation of thus in this end time. These people don't hate us. They don't hate you. They don't hate Jesus, really. It's the devil that hates them.
Right.
These people are, who knows, that could be a Son of God sitting there and you already done cast them into hell.
Sure.
That's right. They're watching Jesus talk to this crazy man. All of a sudden, the crazy man flops on the ground. And all of a sudden, over in the distance, thousands of swine run off a cliff and die. The glorious ministry of the Son of Man. Then what do? They said, wait a minute, we just lost a whole bunch of money. No care in the world that a man that was crazy now has his mind again. No care in the world that now a man that would be tormented the rest of his days now can live a normal life. All they cared about was they just lost $100 or $1,000. I wonder how many times that's happened to us, brother, sister. We care more about the mammon than God. You can't serve God and mammon at the same time. We need money just to live on, brother, sister. But I'm here to tell you, you serve God first, the money will show up.
Amen.
Amen. Here's Abram walking in the will of God. He had much cattle. And when he backslid, he still had much cattle. God don't forsake His people. We're the ones that forsake Him.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let me read you some quotes. Is that all right tonight? Coming out of Jehovah Jireh. Just listen now. 1954 or 57. It says, now notice, Abram had to separate himself. And as long as his kinfolks hang around with him and he didn't do what God told him to do, the blessing never was made manifest. And as long as you keep holding onto that little petty something, a little something here, a little something there, God can never fully bless you as long as you try to take God for a totem pole. But what does he mean by that? Just you come up and it's a vending machine. You touch it, boom, you get your thing, you're out of there. There's no relationship. God don't work that way. Some people make God an idol. Some people think this picture is God. No, that is a picture of Him. But He is a being. You see, Brother Danson here, there's a literal man, Jesus Christ, standing on the right hand of Father that I plan on seeing soon. Glory to God. It's not a figment. We're not worshiping just letters. And this message, we're not worshiping the message as a doctrine, brother, sister. We're worshiping because God has revealed Himself in this day.
Amen.
He's shown Himself the same. And where is He? He's in the heart of every believer by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you'll never see it as long as you come without full obedience. There's no way. He says, you can't come to God for a totem pole. In quotations now, he says, you know, Brother Roberts is in town. Hallelujah. I had him anoint me and pray for me. Glory to God. And if this don't work, a Paul Kane come through. Hallelujah. I'll give him a round. And then when Brother Branham comes, I'll let him give me a round too and see how it come out. And see how I come out. You'll just be the same old guy with the same old disease.
Yep.
There's nothing good in any of us. But when you forget about preachers and personalities and look to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to get somewhere. Take God at His Word, see? It's God's Word that what's creating. God's Word is a seed. And if a seed is sown and taken care of, if it's germinized in a good seed, it'll bear the kind of fruit it is. So if you need healing, ask Him. And there's a promise in there. Every promise is yours. Now we find out a little later on as we begin to move on that there come a separation time that he had to separate himself from his kindred. His father died, and as long as the old man was along, he never did bless him. But after all was separated, God appeared to him. Coming out of expectations, 1961. So God said, separate yourselves from your kindreds. That's what you have to do a lot of times. Separate yourself from a lot of unbelief. And remember, until Abraham fully obeyed God, the blessing never come until he fully obeyed God. He took his daddy along and he caused trouble. And then Lot finally caused trouble in a herdsman. And then as soon as he got separated from everything, like he fully obeyed, when he come to full obedience, then God brought the blessing. Hallelujah. Let me read you one more. Bring it down here. You guys, you're pulling a lot out of me in a lot of time. The word is falling up. The world is falling apart. 1963. Now we find out that God promised to supply all of our needs we had need of in this journey. Is that right? But remember, He only supplies it on conditions. We've got to meet His condition first. If we don't meet His condition, He will not meet our condition. We've got to meet we got to do the thing that's right first. Got to go down to the bottom and build up. That's exactly. We can't start at the top and come down. We've got to go to the bottom and build up. Go back to the bottom. Now He'll meet our condition. All of His promises are on condition. That's where many people miss it, brother, sister. The promises of God are based on one condition. Do you really believe it?
Amen.
If you really believe a promise of God, you will obey what God said to do about it. When a man comes to get the Holy Ghost, all he's got to do is turn to Acts 2:38, and the Bible tells him what he needs to do. He needs to repent of his sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother, sister, the Bible specifically told us that promise is to you.
Amen.
To your children.
Amen.
To them afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And if you've come here tonight, I believe God is calling you back.
Amen.
Calling you. Why? Because He wants you to have this promise.
Yes.
Jesus said, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more does God know how to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Hallelujah. If you ain't got it, I'm here to tell you, what's your problem? Lot still in the camp somewhere.
Yep.
The time Joshua, he was leading the armies. That's the point. The Bible says it's not the big foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little ones.
Amen.
It's not the big demons that deceive people, all right? Many people can recognize a crazy person's got a devil. Many people can recognize a drunk's got a devil on them. Or a drug addict or a prostitute or any of it. It doesn't make sense. And I don't know how you make sense of it not believing the supernatural. Why would somebody, the laws of nature, everywhere but mankind, everything's trying to survive. But man will drive himself to kill himself. It makes no sense. It has to be, there has to be something else dictating that's beyond the laws of nature. And there is. There's two. If you want to know, there's only two. It's God and the devil. And you either can have the Holy Spirit or you can have some evil spirit. I say you pick the Holy Spirit. You just pick the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bible says the little fox that spoiled the vine. There was one time Joshua was leading the children of Israel under the same promise that Abraham had brought hundreds of years ago. They were finally going to take the land. And all of a sudden they get to a battle and they didn't just wipe out the enemy. Sometimes they prayed for this one and they didn't really seem to get well. And what do most of us do? Well, just stay on the charge, brother. Just keep on going. Maybe sometimes we need to put the brakes on and say, wait a minute, do we miss it somewhere? Because I believe in total victory.
Amen.
I believe in total overcoming. I believe when there's a sincere heart, they ought to receive the Holy Ghost. When they don't, something happened. Don't tell me God held the promise back. No, you're something wrong somewhere. And Joshua, a spiritual man, been in contact with God. I love it how the Bible, the first thing it talks about him is that even after the pillar of fire came in the camp or the cloud and Moses said, worship the Lord, Moses left, but the Bible's careful to note, Joshua stayed in church.
Amen.
He was soaking up that presence. Why? God knew I got to raise that man to know my presence because one day he's going to have to lead my people.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And he got to the place where only 16 men died. Imagine that, an army of millions, wiping out millions. And he loses 16 men, and he stops everything.
Yep.
Says, whoa, 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 whoa. Something wrong somewhere.
Right.
And they began to search through. What did they find? They found one man who didn't obey the commandment of God. They were told to destroy everything. Don't take nothing. Don't touch it. Don't defile yourself with it. Don't take one idea from them. Don't take one doctrine from them. Don't take one motive from anyone. No, you stay pure to my word.
Yes.
Come on now. Don't make it history. Make it true today. That's right. And one man had taken a few garments and a piece of gold and hid it somewhere. But here's the problem. You can hide it from Joshua. You can hide it from the church. You can hide it from the pastor. You husbands can hide it from your wives. You wives can hide it from your husbands. You sons can hide it from your parents. But there's one person you ain't hiding it from.
That's right.
God still sees it. And until you just fess up that, you know what, God's God, and I might as well quit playing games and just come up,
amen,
you ain't going to get nowhere.
Amen.
And Joshua stopped the whole thing and said, let's find it. And God led him right down to it, said, it's Achan down there. He's got it. At least he had enough gall to say, yep, it's me. Here it is. Let's take care of this. Not anymore. I had to do it. I had to. Times are tough. I had to cheat and lie and make a little bit of money. I had to lie in my interview because I might have lost my job. Let's just bring it to 2016. I couldn't really, I felt led to testify, but I was afraid the boss would get offended and I wouldn't have a job anymore. Brother, sister, who are you serving?
Right.
And there ain't nobody can tell me I don't believe in that. I testify to anybody who wants to hear it, and even people that don't. Hallelujah. And if that rebuke you, say, amen, Lord, let me be the same.
Amen.
Don't follow me. Follow me as I follow Christ. So if I do something that you know is right, you do it too. Praise God. You do something that's right and I'm wrong, I want to follow you, brother, sister, because I'm not interested in my doctrine. I'm interested in going to heaven. I'm interested in getting the promised land. And if there's a lot in my life, I say, Lord, come kill him.
Amen.
That's right. Drive it out of my life. I don't want nothing to do with it. And sure enough, God told him to stone that Achan and get rid of him out of the camp of Joshua. And you know what? They prepped for battle again. Whipped the enemy like they always did. I think we need to get back, instead of all these excuses we've come up with, recognize that us and the message have packed Lot around. And that's why we're not getting the same results that the prophet did. That was my greatest disappointments when I first came to the message. I hope this is all right. I'm being a little bit more transparent than I like to be sometimes. But sometimes we just got to say it like it is. The first time I came to a message church, what disappointed me more than anything was I had listened to tapes. And what I saw was not what I had heard on tapes. What I saw is what I had at the First Church of God. What I had was exact. Okay, we sang some songs and he said some good things, I guess. And most people were just cutting up, looking at each other. Nobody really sincere, you know. And then we just kind of sang a song and left. Brother, sister, if that's all church is, we're missing it.
Amen.
This ain't no social gathering. This ain't playing church. We're here to be in the presence of God. And where God is, things happen. And then you wouldn't be surprised who that might have been, because now he ain't nothing more clear to this message. And you know what? He never was. No, you can't be a hypocrite forever. You will eventually be what you are on the inside, brother, sister. So if you recognize you're a Christian, why don't you just give it up already? Quit living in the things of the world. Separate yourselves. You're not Lot. You're Abraham. Just come over to the promised land and just follow him, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many famines come, no matter how many times it doesn't look like you're in the right will, no matter how many times you have no idea what you're doing with your life, just keep it in the hands of the Lord and recognize you're going to be all right.
Amen.
I'm getting to the point now, I believe coming, Lord, so close. I wake up sometimes, I'm thinking, why do I even care about what I'm doing today? I'm ready to go. Are you getting that point too? Where, you know what? The car breaks down? Whatever. I don't need it.
Amen.
You know, I got a leak somewhere? Okay, you know, we'll funnel it somewhere else for a while. I only need this place for a little bit longer. I'm ready to go. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What holds us back is we start pecking louder on, no, I got a career. I got to make a name for myself. Drop that. You've already got a name. You've got a name engraved on the Lamb's Book of Life that's always been there for all eternity.
Amen.
And that name will speak when the judgment comes.
Amen.
What else speak? You're already righteous.
Amen.
Because you've got the same name as the King. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Unconditional covenant that God made with His people in 1954. Most all the churches, when they're calling their new pastor over in the Baptist church, we used to see that. And people say, that old preacher, he's an old fogey. He tries to tell us, we want a young fella who's a good mixer. God don't want mixers. God wants separators. Separate yourselves. That's right. God always calls for separation. Separate yourselves from your kindreds, from your peoples. Separate from your associates. Separate from your habits. That'll preach. Separate from everything and come out and stand alone for God. Amen. That's where the first man was called by election. That's where the last man's been called to do the same thing. Separate yourself from your associates, the things of the world. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. He said, then I'll bless you. If you want a blessing, separate yourselves from the things of the world. This is such a snare. Let's turn there real quick. I'll be closing here soon. Luke 21. Pray this is speaking to you tonight. Thank the Lord. Doing a lot like Abram. I have no idea where I'm going, but I'm just trusting the Lord that we're going the right way. Amen. That's right. Amen. Luke 21. Let's go to verse 32. Actually, just go to 33. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Can you say amen today?
Amen.
So why in the world we believe in anything besides the Word of God?
Right. Amen.
If you can't, this is what I believe with all my heart the prophet was talking about when he said the bride will have thus saith the Lord, or she'll sit still.
Yep.
She'll be able to do whatever she's doing. She'll be able to point right in the Word and say, this is why I'm doing it. This is why I know it's okay. This is why I took this job. This is why I went this way. Because I felt led of the Lord. Come on now, you hearing me? This is why I go to this church, because I felt led of the Lord. Then if too many times people go to church, I like the curtains. You know, they got a good youth program. They got a good old program too? I mean, what? Who cares? What does that even mean anymore? I tell you what most youth programs look like to me, organized volleyball. Go play a church league. That's great. That's fine. But that ain't church. And if we're going to do it, well, then tell them that they're real believers. They need to suit up like everyone else. Get to church early. Pray through like your adults do. Don't treat them like a bunch of babies. Treat them like soldiers. Amen. That's right. God called people at 12, 13 years old. Don't tell them they can't call you when you're still a teenager. Hallelujah. All right. I hope that's all right. That was totally free. Hallelujah. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. Now listen to this. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. What is deceiving everyone in this earth more than anything is the cares of life. God has allowed the devil. Make sure you understand that. God is not the author of confusion or evil, but He does allow Satan to do what he does. Don't tell me God can't just wipe him out like that. He will one day. All right? But God's allowed Satan to do these things. Why? To make the earth in such a wobble, in such a condition, where there's no stability anywhere. I mean, my goodness, half of us probably scared death to walk out here today because somebody's going to stab you or shoot you or take your money. And you know what? It could happen. Didn't they have a stabbing back here in Defiance not 2 years ago or something behind Dollar General, I think. Somebody got murdered back there, got stabbed. What in the world? Why? Because it makes it so we're so careful about everything. We got so many cares. I got to pay the bills. I got to watch this. I got to be careful. I got to make sure I lock the doors. Remember, some of you that's older, I even kind of remember a little bit. My grandpa never locked his doors ever. He left the keys in there. Didn't think a thing of it. Why? Because people weren't stupid then. They recognize, stealing a car is going to put me in a lot more trouble than what it's worth. I'll just not do it. Now it's like, well, the cops probably let you get out of it somehow if you give them enough money, right? I mean, come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Look, I'm a school teacher too, and we try to have examples, but I know just as much as anyone else. There ain't no occupation, there ain't no place on earth besides Christ that's saved from corruption. Amen. It's getting into everything. That's right. Thank God. Thank God that there's a way out of this world. Amen. But that's the snare that's coming on the earth, brother, sister. Don't let anything. That's a lot. Do you see what I'm saying? Putting investment in this life is you packing lot around again. And what's it going to do? You thinking only on this plane and not on the world to come is what makes this plane fall apart. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't let anything come between you and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm just going to stop there. I feel good. Let's stand together tonight. I think you got what I'm saying. Have you heard from the Lord tonight? Shine on me, shine on me. 66 if you don't know it. Hallelujah. Not dismissing yet, so invite the presence of the Lord into your hearts as we sing this. Oh, shine on me, let the light from your lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine. Tonight.
on, Father.
Church, I'm asking you to bow before your Maker, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A praise spoken to you with every head bowed and every eyes closed. Does anyone say, Lord, you know what? I might not even just have one lot. I got a whole group of lots coming around with me. Lord, I know I just ain't serving you because I haven't separated myself from it. But Lord, I'm coming tonight with faith. I'm going to raise my hand before the Lord. I'm going to raise it to Him. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. You say, what does that mean? Is that just a hand raise? That's the difference between life and death. God bless you, little brother. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, brother. I mean that with all that's in you. Say, Lord, I don't want none of that love for that in my heart no more. Lord, I know it's wrong. I'm not asking you to go after something you don't know. There's plenty of things you all know already. The Lord's done showed it to you. You need to cut it out of your life. And today's the day you do it. Today's the day where you say, you know what, devil, you go wherever you want to. But there's one thing for sure. I'm not going where you are. Hallelujah. Lot, you want to go left? That's fine. I'm going the other way. I'm going the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going the way that God told me years ago to go. But since some of you have been this 10, 20 years, 30 years, that's all right. If you got a lot packed around, you still got to separate from it. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Look at those hands. Does anyone say, Father, I want to know you. I don't know you like I want. I thought I did. Don't be ashamed. Now, don't worry about it. Ain't nobody looking around. Hallelujah. This ain't for show. This is reality. Thank you, Lord. I just feel that sweet presence coming in the room. I know most of you recognize that. You thought you were just feeling something. No, that's Him. That is the presence of God we talk about. That's the one that's discerned the thoughts and intents of the heart right in the womb. That's the one that's praise the Lord. That's told me when Brother Warren was going to get better. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, what a sweet presence. What a faith. That's what you need. You need to remember what God has done. Hallelujah. That's the one that told Sister Violet where she was praying and God heard her prayers. How many members that? That's the one that told Brother Danny was restored tonight that he was praying about it. Hallelujah. Tonight that told me, Brother, it's the same presence here right now. One told me what Brother Jason was praying for before he got up here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You say, well, then why can't I have that? You can. Separate yourself from unbelief right now with a heart of faith. Say, Father, and say it. Don't just think it. Say it as a declaration against the enemy. I, as a Christian, separate myself from all unbelief. Lord, I come. Even whatever you do with, just proclaim it out there. God already knows about it anyways. There ain't no point in beating around the bush. Tell Him like it is. you waiting for me to be the altar call? The altar call's here right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. Hallelujah. Just pray. Say, Father, let me see You moving in the hearts of the children of God again tonight. Open your heart full to faith. Say, as we preached not long ago, believe as if it already is and watch it come to pass. Do you have supernatural thoughts? Then believe with all your heart. Is there anyone sick in infirmity? Anybody got an infirmity in their body you'd like to get prayer right now? I'm telling you, right now, would you come? God bless you, buddy. Is there anyone else? Don't hesitate now. This ain't the time. It's time to respond. Whatever that infirmity is, you bring it right here. We're going to put it on God's altar. His fire is going to come. Take it right off you. Glory to God in the highest. Praise His holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else? Don't worry. There ain't nobody ashamed here. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't be haphazard while you came forward. You put that one need right here on the altar tonight and say, Father, according to Your word, You said if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And Lord, I put that promise right here, and I believe it with all my heart. If you don't have a need, well, then you pray for these that are here. Say, Lord, I believe with them. I believe they're going to leave here healed. You be careful to praise His name the second you know, even before it's happened, you start praising. You praise Him right now. That'll get the devil scared already. Hallelujah. 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 Get your heart in that perfect condition. Let's get right in that channel of faith where Satan can't do nothing. Oh, blessed be Your name. Thank You for shining on us tonight, Lord. Thank You for Your presence that's here. And now I take control of this service in the name of Jesus Christ against every spirit that's here. I go in Your name, Lord. Be glorified now, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Your healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you start giving praise now, that's it. Hallelujah. You know it's done happened. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever your body said it couldn't do, go ahead and do it. Watch the power of God on you. Thank you, Lord. That pain won't be there. Oh, glory to God in the highest. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yield yourself to His Spirit. Yield yourself to praise. Defy the enemy. He's saying, I put the stake down tonight. Lot's been cut off. I'm in the land of promise, and I'm here to hear from God. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Oh, thank You, Lord. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit now. Oh, hallelujah. What a sweet presence. Humble yourself. You can get anything you want from God right now if you believe it with all your heart. Believe it with all your heart. Keep going. Keep pressing through that unbelief. Don't pick it back up. Don't pick the sickness back up. Don't pick up that old depressed life. Don't take Lot again. Buried it away. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I lift up these people to You, each one. Lord, those that came and those that didn't, maybe should have, could have. But Lord, I pray now that every tactic of the enemy be defeated by the Spirit of God. That, Lord, You'd bring every heart back to Yourself, back to peace with You, back to good health, back to where our sights are set on glory and nowhere else, Father. May we walk as our father Abraham did, in a perfect faith, maybe not knowing where we're going in our head, but knowing in our hearts we're following Your will. Grant to each one that's here, I pray. Satan, You know You've been exposed. Go walk in dry places. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His name. I feel like I can speak in tongues right now, brother, sister. The presence of the Lord's here. Go ahead. That's all right. We believe in that here. You want to praise in the Spirit? That's all right. Don't worry about the fanatical devils. They're on the side somewhere. Glory to God in the high. See, quit thinking about it and just praise. Oh, blessed be His name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank You, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, glory to God. This is the time to be sincere.
moment your own way and give Him praise, give Him thanks. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy to me.
Talk to Him now, just like you would anyone else.
Thank you for loving me, Lord Jesus, and taking care of me, Father. For all the trials, all the years, Lord, you've never forsaken me. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the truth, Lord. Thank you for being here with us again tonight. Hallelujah. I lift you up, Lord. I lift you up. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Christians, this is why we come to church. We come to worship our God. We come to give Him praise.
Jesus said the true worshipers worship me in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We've heard the truth and the Spirit's come now. Anointed that truth to every heart that's here. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. If I've gained any favor in your sight, I want you to know the Lord was speaking tonight more so than I could say for many times. He was talking to you. He knows what you have need of, brother, sister. Why does He do it? It's because He loves you. It's because He cares about you. Hallelujah. He didn't stop talking to Abram because He didn't want to bless him. He did it so He'd recognize he was wrong and would come back to the Word. God didn't forsake you. It may seem like He did, but He's right there on the tree branch right next to your house. He's right there when you have that thought, you know, I really should come back to the Lord. He's right there when you reminisce about what it was like to serve Him. Hallelujah. And sometimes Christians, we forget. We get so forgetful. We think, oh, it was the glory days and they're gone, brother, sister. Today is the glory day. He's not left us. He's not forsaken us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even to the end of the world. Why has He spared your life this long? Glory to God. How come that car wreck didn't go any worse? How come He warned you before it came? How come He was already giving you those little gut checks? And, you know, I don't need to go with these people. And later on you find out you would have been dead that night. Why is that? It's because God saw you here tonight. Before the foundation of the world, that you were a son of God, you were a daughter of God, and you couldn't die in that condition. You had to die saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And until my dying breath, until God calls me home, I believe He's still calling souls back to Himself. Don't give up on your children now. Don't give up on your grandchildren now. Don't count them servancy. Don't count them fodder for the atomic age. Say, Lord, they can't stay that way.
Amen.
It might take a 5 minute. I mean, are we to the point now where it's, Lord, even if they die, as long as I know.
Amen.
As long as they've got their hands in the glory of God. Be able to say like Stephen, I commend to the Lord, take my spirit. Hallelujah. As Jesus said on the cross, I commend my spirit, Father. Knowing what was going on. Oh, hallelujah. You got to get rid of a lot to be able to do that, brother, sister. You got to get rid of your love for this world to be able to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just such a presence here tonight, brother, sister. And I think everyone here knows that. You don't get this everywhere now anymore. That includes our message. It's sad to say that, but it does. God didn't do this because I'm standing here. He really didn't do that because you're standing here. He's doing that because His Word is here.
Amen.
God promised it. Hallelujah. And I believe I'm part of that Word.
Amen.
I believe you're a part of that word. Hallelujah. Oh, I just hate that devil. I hate him so much. He's spiritual now. I would have dismissed, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open your heart. Open your heart to the Lord. Say, Father, is it me? Is it me that's not ready? Is it me that's still packing a lot around? Lord, don't let it be me, Lord. Father, I'm here to tie up every chain.
Yes.
I'm here to break every shackle away from me of this world. Every love, Lord, take it far from me. Brother, sister, don't be a rich young ruler. To be able to come down to one thing you held on to. That's why I didn't get eternal life. Don't you do that. I don't care what it is. Your soul, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Even if he gained the whole world, he'd still be a loser in the end. This is real, brother, sister. This is real. I don't know how many more opportunities we're going to have to be in a presence like this. That includes us as believers, because I believe things will get more and more scarce right before we go. It's a vacuum into the next age, brother, sister, into that eternal age. The age that will never have another death again. Thank you, Jesus. I encourage you now. Have that faith anchor in your heart right tonight that you're looking for the coming of the Lord. That why are you going to work, brother? Because I'm believing for the coming of the Lord. Why are you still witnessing? Because I believe it's the coming of the Lord and I don't want to see my fellow man lost. Why are you still serving him at home? Because I believe it's the coming of the Lord and want my children to have the token applied and ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless each one of your faiths that's here in this building. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just got to praise Him, brother, sister. Just got to worship His holy name tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Don't pick it back up. Don't take Lot back up again. Just leave him. Leave him go. It's the way it needs to be. It might be hard. You might have to lose some friends. You might have to lose some associates. You might have to lose some habits. You might have to lose some pleasures in this life. But brother, sister, the return on sacrificing for the kingdom is 100,000,000,000,000,000,000 times fold. God is not negligent of your works of love. He knows what you do for His kingdom. And He'll take care of you. Yes, He will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. If you don't know this song, Where Could I Go? Psalm 170. We'll be dismissed here in a little bit, but I just want to praise Him. Where could I go? Can you say amen? Where else could I go besides to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort and a foe. Where could I go? Where?
with friends I love so dear.
My fear is grave with friends I love so dear.
This one's in the book, Dad, so we're gonna have to go a little off cuff here, but God has given us the victory. I'll help you. I'll sure you remember it, but I don't know. I'm kind of losing my voice, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this or not. You enjoy service tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now don't let, please, I say this about every time, don't walk out there and let the devil undo everything that God just did. Put your feet down on the promise that you received, and the devil will have to give up. Amen. That's right. Don't take no sickness back. Don't take no depression. Don't take no backslidden life back.
Amen.
Leave it in the trash where it belongs.
Amen.
Leave light back in Sodom. You go on. That's right. The Lord's despised you. God bless you. God's given us the victory. He's given you the victory tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing as we go tonight. God bless you. God. F. God has given us the victory. The victory by the word I saw the light, by the power of his mind. God has given us the victory.
Way too high.
Go ahead, drop me down to D.